reading it at night and.
So essentially, we're on the machlokas of Eged Kli Shmei Agad or Lav Shmei Agad, right? That's the question. Do you say, the way Rashi is explaining it, somehow Eged has to do with its relationship to the first Rishos? Question is, does the Kli somehow function to define it as still related to the first Rishos or not? Okay, that's machlokas. So the question is, what's the Svara? Something like this for Rashi. So you have the object, let's say the chardal. Okay? So the chardal, if you had to ask me where is the chardal? What the delimitations, the boundaries of the chardal. So if you just look at the chardal like a substance, so it's basically a little tiny thing, and it is where it is. It's a physical location. But the chardal has like as a functional object, you don't pick up the chardal. Okay, you pick up the clay. I mean, you could, but insofar as you have chardals in a clay, the chardal as a functional entity is really like a component of the chardal almost, is like a functional component of the chardal, is the clay which holds it. Okay, because that's how you pick up the chardal. That's how you access the chardal. Okay, via the kli. Okay? So the kli is not part of the substance of the chardal. But insofar as the chardal is a functional entity, it's the kli is like a component of the chardal, because it is the access point of the chardal. It's how you pick up the chardal. You pick up the chardal by the kli. It would be, so to speak, I mean, I'm just saying, an example comes to have in my mind, it's like a computer. A computer is really the inside, a little whatever you want to call it, the motherboard or whatever they call it, but the casing is part of the computer, because, I mean, that's, you move a computer, like part of a thing, the computer is, you move it, and that just goes with it. I mean, even though the essence of, you say, what is computer, if there's no casing, it's still a computer, but the function of moving the thing, or, you know, whatever, of putting the thing down, I mean, it's by the casing. So there's the chardal. So the question is, so now you have this halacha that in hotza'ah you need to be motzi kulo, which means that the object really has an identity of the first rishos, And the only way you break that identity is if you totally remove the object entirely from the first rishos. You break its tie to the first rishos. So does that only mean the object itself? If the object, once the object itself is 100% removed, then that suffices. Whereas 99% isn't enough. But it's bikulo means as long as any part of it is agid to the first rishos, then you're achayev. But once none of it is agid to the first rishos, so then that's it. There's no tie to the first rishos. Or do you say that since the chardal has a functional characteristic, a functional component to it, namely the kli. The kli is the functional extension of the access point of the chardal. So even if the kli has still related to the first rishos, it's still the chardal still has its identity. The identity of the first rishos is not broken. Because in order to break the identity, the relationship to the first rishos, does it suffice to totally remove the substance of the thing from the first rishos? Or does it even, do you say that as long, even, you have to even break its functional relationship to that rishos? And as long as the kli component of it, it still has a component partially in the first rishos, so the kli isn't totally in the, removed from the first rishos. So to speak, you could stand in the first rishos and just take the chardal, because it's right there, it's in the kli is there. And how do you pick up the chardal? By picking up the kli, and the kli has a part of it, a handle, in the first rishos. So it hasn't completely left, because the chardal as a functional object still has its tie to the first rishos. Or do you say, no, that's true, that's how it functions, but the chardal is the entity which is on. And as long as the chatzah of the chardal itself has left, and is totally broken, totally removed, then not agad. What's agad kli shmeagad means, does the kli, which is a functional extension of the chardal, does that also serve to be ma'agid the object to the first rishos? Does that also retain the under the kviyas in the first rishos, or only the only thing that could serve to retain its relation to the first rishos to maintain it is the chafza of the kli of the chardel itself. That's the question. Eged kli shmeged or lav shmeged. It says that will that serve to keep the maintain the object's relationship to the first rishos, because it's not part of the guf adavar of the thing, but as a functional entity, it is part of it. In terms of the function of hotzah, I mean, the functional framework here is moving it, is changing its location, is hotzah. And so far as it's in the kli, it's functionally, its motion goes together with the kli. That's why you have a kli for chardels. I mean, or certainly the function of a kli, a little tiny seeds. And now it's true, you could take one out and then it becomes its own object. But insofar as it's in the kli, that is its functional, that's its functional characteristic. And that's how you're being motzi. That's the case. I mean, if you're being motzi a piece of chardel, the one thing, the case is where you're moving the kupa, right? I mean, that's the case. The case is where you're relating, you're a maisa, you're relating to the object, the toras, its functional characteristic of the kli. I mean, that's the, your maisa is a koveya, its situation and your maisa are koveya, the object, the functional object, as being tied in with the kli. It's not saying that the object doesn't exist. Like, the object is, and the object and the kli are one object. He's not saying that. He's not going that far. The Rambam's trying to do that. He's not saying that. I mean, practically, you could say that you measure it that way. But he's not saying that the kli and the chardals are all one big fat object. It's not the case. The chardal is the chardal. And the chardal itself is really in the other rishos. But it's just saying is that it hasn't broken its shame of the first rishos because its kli, its access point, is still in the first rishos. So the object, the chafza, the substance itself is, but it hasn't broken its relationship to the initial rishos. It hasn't broken it because of its functional characteristic. You know what I mean? But it's not like it is one thing. You know what I mean, it's a different idea. It's based upon agid, yeah. Right? Like we said yesterday, is that if the object fell down from the sky and it landed on this border like this with these chardels inside, so then you'd say that its location really is the second rishos world, where the chardel is, not the first, not the kli, because the kli is not, it's just the kli. So the only thing is that the kli function. The reason why the function becomes significant is because here, as long as it has any tie to the first rishos, it's still you can't break the kviyas. So the question is, does any tie have to be through the substance? Or, no, since the whole idea is any tie, even 1%, it's even the functional tie. Whereas that's the question. How far do you say any tie to the first rishos is enough? Is it even 1%, but it has to be of the gof hadavar itself? Or, no, the concept of aged means any tie whatsoever, even through the functional characteristic of the thing, will be a significant tie. Just leave it with a question. There's a question Chaim's asking. Is the Rashi on the Mishnah, Achiotzi is Kalakupa, Achiotzi, he says, Kolomar Elkein Hotzi Barishona Kalakupa. Sounds like he has to do it at first. They have to do it in one shot, the whole Kupa. So the implication is from Rashi, is that even if you would, after it's on this, after it's on the border here, if you picked it up again and brought it into the next rishos, you'd still be pater. But the question is why? In the case of makom pator, I understand why you'd be pater, because it's in the makom pator. But here what we're saying is that it really still has the din rishos of the initial rishos. So why wouldn't you be chayav for that?
Oh, yeah.
So to answer that, I think this is the answer we said. We said this back by Yad, I think. What?
Tosfos,
yeah. Maybe. But the idea we said is that the ain echanami is that when you put it on the border, it's still tied to the first rishos. And the shame rishos is really the first rishos. And that's why you're potter, because it's the eged kli shmei eged is still related to the first. It's still identities. The function ties it to the first rishos. But the reason why then now the second guy, in theory, should be chai, because he's really changing the shame rishos from the first to the second. But we see the reason why he'd be potter is because it lacks in the maisa hotzah. But the maisa hotzah isn't just that you're causing the shame and the chafza to be changed, but there's a character, certain character, the activity of hotzah, where you're transferring the object across the border. And here, it's like your action is really just moving it within the rishos. Even though the conceptual chal hashem of the object is being changed, but it lacks in the tsuras hamaisa of hotzah, whereby there's a physical transfer. and they putter for that. We had that by Yad also. That was by Yad Lusha. That was the crazy other thing. The other was the outstretched hand. You putter both ways. It's not like Shliach Roshes Rabbim. I think that idea would explain it here. I mean, I think. I'm just saying. That would explain it. I mean, it's hard to know exactly, but I mean, at least it's not a kasha. That is, so it's one way to answer. So the question is, how will it work by the cucumbers? It's the same thing. It's not so easy to say the same to say that by the cucumbers, because they're really halfway over. Okay, so I want to look into it. Well, it's Archin. Okay, hopefully I'll get to look at it. Try to be mine anymore. Okay, so let's go to the Rambam, okay? Is there a question? Let's Rashi. So now the question is, what about the Rambam? So the Rambam says, he learns differently, because he says Eged means it makes it into one object. Eged Kli Shmei Eged means the Kli makes it into one object, right? That's what he says. It says Lashon Basli, right? Because Kli Mesim Kol Shiesh Bo Kechefetz Echad. So the machlokas apparently is, do you say that or not? Do you say the kli makes it all into one object, or do you not say it makes it into one object? Okay, so anyone have a svara? So just the basic idea, I think like David's saying, just to say a little, to define it clear, that question is, when you have, if you look at the kli, if you look at the objects, question is like, how do you define like a chefza of hotzah? Okay, because hotzah is your motzei chefetz. Okay, so how do you define the chefetz to which hotzah applies? So do you just define it's a chefetz of the world, whatever, I mean, the universal din of a chefetz? So chefetz is a chefetz. So if you have in front of you a kli which has a bunch of chardals, every chardal is a separate chefetz. It is, right? I mean, objectively, you know, framework of chardals. Right, I mean, they're independent chavtzos. And your motzi, each chavtza shal chardal. Right? Aye, they're all one kli. That's very nice. But bottom line is, you can't make them into one thing. They're not one thing. They're individual chardal lo'os. Okay? Fine. That's if you define the chavtza shal chavtza from the objective universal framework. But, or do you say, and this is Eged Kli Shmei Eged, means that we measure Chafza Shel Hotza'ah from the framework of Hotza'ah. Okay, in the framework of Hotza'ah. And since in the framework of Hotza'ah, the Chardals in a Kli are really, like, as an object of motion, are really one object. Okay, I mean, it's true, you could separate a Chardal on its own and move that. But insofar as you have a Kli, Malay Chardals, so it's a one chafza of hotzah. And so in the framework of motion, of moving the thing, it's all one chafza. So the chafza is defined by the framework of hotzah. Hotzah defines its own chafzahs. And again, in the framework, since the framework of hotzah, this is all one object of hotzah, all the chardals are mitzurah by the kli which carries them. So therefore, all the chardals are one entity of carrying via the chafta shel kli, which moves them. Okay, the kli is, see, the kli isn't part of the chardal. It's mason, and then what I'm saying is that it makes all the chardals, see, there's the chardals are the thing you're moving. You're not moving a kli. It's not the idea. You could move a kli, but then you'd move a kli. But that's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to move chardals. And the kli is the mover. It's the container, the vehicle of moving them. But you're moving this pound of chardals, or this whatever. Whereas you're not moving a bunch of individual... The kli is the mover of the mass of chardals. So since they're moved via the kli, and the kli moves them as one, there's no different motion or however many they are, they're moved as one unit. So the chafta of otzah is Mitzurav Yachar via the Kli, which is the mover of the Chardos. Okay? So again, so the question, but that's if you say that the Chafta Shel Hotza'ah is defined via the world of Hotza'ah, in which case the Kli, Hamotzi, is a Mitzaref of the Chafta'os, which are being moved. Okay, but if you define the Chafta of Hotza'ah, you say it's very nice, you're doing that, but bottom line is a chafta is a chafta. Universal din of a chafta. A chafta is a chardal. You can't make a bunch of chardals into one chardal. It's not true. It's a bunch of individual chardals. So therefore, you're doing a hotzah on each individual chardal. So each individual chardal, some of them you did hotzah on. It's not one entity. That's what we hold. We hold that not that Hotzah is koveach lechafta of Hotzah is nikva by the framework of Hotzah itself, and therefore a kli hamotzi could be a mitzaref of it all the chafzos into one as one entity. So what do you say about whose question was that? I don't know whose question that was. About Chaim's question, maybe? About if you have, let's say, all the chardos on one side of the kli, and you move that whole side of the kli across the border, it would seem that, from the Rambam at least, then this svara is working at the Nibi Chayiv. Because the kli, it's mesim kol ma sheyesh bo ke. So it makes the entity of chardal as one. It's not the kli. The kli isn't one chafta. The kli is the carrier of the chardals. It's the mover of the chardals, the mass of chardal. If all the mass of chardal is on one side of the kli, and that side of the kli totally goes across, so it's true. I haven't been motzi the holder, but I've been motzi the entity of the chardals, which the kli was a mitzaref. It would seem so. Maybe you could argue, but that's what it would seem. I'm saying this because the Rambam doesn't say, I mean, I thought at first this was the idea, but he doesn't say, Sheha kli im ma sheyishbo kechefet echad. He says the kli is mesim, that which is in it as one object. So it's a mitzaref. The kli is the mitzaref of everything because it is the mover of everything. So they are all moved yachad, so therefore they're one chafza. But the kli isn't the chardal. You're not going to eat the kli. You don't need even need the kli in the other rishas. You need the stuff in the other rishas. The kli is just the vehicle of otzah. It's a vehicle. So that's it's not even otzah on the kli. I mean, that's all it's talking about. The tafel, like a mace in the mita, you carry out the mace, and the bed is like tafel to the person. Or your stroller, you push a stroller. It's the you're pushing the kid. You're not pushing the stroller. The stroller is just a vehicle. It's not otzah of the thing of the carrier. That's just the vehicle of carrying. Hotza means you're bringing the thing across. It doesn't mean physically it's crossing the border. It means you're moving, changing the makom of the thing. And not just that it happens to be going across. It's the carrier. I mean, that itself is an interesting subject, that whole area. But I mean, I think that's what I'm saying.